across the galaxy. This is where conspiracy on the wild side meets the perspective of a lifetime. This is the Free Zone with your host, Freeman.
Hello and welcome to the fight. Wow, we never thought this was going to happen, was the words of the president. And honestly, they're mine too. As I look at the situation, I'm dumbfounded, honestly. Every prediction, every idea of the New World Order all come into fruition in this one moment of time. Spent 15 years preparing you for right now. And it's just mind-boggling to live through. It's as if we're living in an episode of The X-Files. We're going to dig this apart because here we are in the fight, guys, and you are now all in it. And there's no way out of it except for to learn about it and learn from all that we have been going through over the last 30 years or more, trying to prepare for right now. And if we're going to go into a fight, there's no one better to walk into a fight with than a good old Irishman, I'll tell you that. And tonight we're going to talk with Thomas Sheridan. He's the author, artist, and filmmaker from Dublin. Came to international recognition with his book, Puzzling People, The Labyrinth of the Psychopath. He digs deep into the occult, deep into the Nazi Reich, deep into Freemasonry, witchcraft, and especially folklore, bringing everything together in sorcery, the invocation of strangeness, and starts to bring about this understanding of how all of this from throughout all history leads to this connection to the occult, to sorcery. And we're going to dig deep into this current situation today with so much that I hope we can get through it all. So please welcome to the Free Zone, Thomas Sheridan. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, brother. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's always good to talk with you. Where to begin? Where to begin? Oh, my God. All right. Predictive programming. Let's jump in. 2012 Olympics in the UK. What do we see? But a bunch of hospital beds being wheeled out into the middle of the ceremony. What appears to be like a 5G tower is all symbolized in like a portal that looks like a coronavirus with nurses dancing around and then giants coming up with wizard wands and sucking up all the children with a child napper like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. What? Do you guys remember the 2012 opening Olympics? Well, if you don't, go to Freeman TV Twitter and have a look because I just posted it. And oh my God, Thomas, I don't even know where to begin. Like this is crazy predictive programming that has dancing nurses that look just like the nurses. And oh my God, is Bill Gates the child napper?
Well, it's very synchronistic because only last week on Facebook I referred to Bill Gates. I said he reminds me of the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and I even posted the video. And then you're asking me on the show, and then this thing, and now I just watched the video of the opening of the Olympics. It's almost like before the show started, you said you don't know how to feel with it and how to feel about it. I don't know how to feel about it, not because I don't feel about it. It's like every conflicting emotion is going on. It's like we've been, you know, fellas like us have been talking about this stuff for years, and it's almost like they've given it to us to say, okay, you're correct, here it is. And, it, you know, it's just mind-blowing. Is it predictive programming? Is it a kind of a passive chaos magic where they were celebrating the sanctity of the state religion, the secular state religion of the United Kingdom, which is the National Health Service, and it transformed into something like, I mean, these are rituals, absolutely. I don't often believe, though, that the people behind them are clever and are intelligent enough to do predictive programming, but they could too as well. But I'm a strong believer in the magical force generated by all this concentration upon something that may have no specific meaning at the time. Or might, I'm just throwing both sides of the argument out here because it's almost too good to be true what's happening. And it comes into, it's resolved into reality. Now, that opening thing that you discovered and your comments on it, I am speechless. I've just sort of just became on the air. And it's almost like you said, it's too good to be true. That's how I feel about it. But then again, I know that reality is a very strange thing. The human mind is a very powerful thing. And there are voices from the subconscious which can actually speak to us years before an event happens, telling us this is coming. And because the human subconscious mind deals in metaphor and allegory and visual language, rather than us saying in 8 years' time there's going to be a pandemic that locks the whole world down, it can convey it in symbolism that's kind of channeled in a way through the artists and the people who put these big shows together. So I'm not sure if it's predictive programming or a result of some kind of passive chaos magic.
Well, it certainly was creepy. I remember going, what is this? They got these children being abducted by giant wizards. You know, these wizards are 40, 50 foot high in the sky, sucking the children up, and these demons coming out of a weird thing. And
the dancing nurses.
The dancing nurses. The whole thing would have never computed back 8 years ago. And it just watching it when it happened, you're like, man, this thing is creepy.
But yeah, I remember when people would normally analyze the hell out of these things. I can remember the reaction across the board in this kind of alternative esoteric study scene, whatever you want to call it, that everyone was like, it's weird, but I don't really know what it is. But now we do.
Right. Right. Yes. And so, yeah, we're waking up daily to the surreality of what's going on. It's like each day, oh, right, I wasn't just watching a movie. This is life. I'm not in the midst of an X-Files. I keep bringing the X-Files into this, and we're gonna get deeper and deeper into so many things. But I just watched season 10 and 11 of the X-Files, because the episodes titled My Struggle. So if you watch My Struggle 1 through 4 on the X-Files seasons 10 and 11, you get this whole story of this pandemic that's going to bring down everybody's immunities. And so then all the vaccinations that they received before this are now killing them to the point that they're actively, you know, the military's vaccines are just erupting out of people's bodies, everything, because they have no immunity for it. So now all the vaccines are killing them. And what they need is alien DNA in order to bring back this, to be able to survive the vaccines that are now killing you because you have no immunities. And they call it the Spartan virus. Well, it's called that because the smoking man lives in Spartanburg, South Carolina, which just happens to be the town next door to mine. And so the Spartan virus just started, 20 miles from where I'm at. And there's a whole lot of connections there in my life as far as getting to this X-Files story. But I couldn't believe that as well, you know, as far as predictive programming and everything else. Here we have this pandemic coming out of X-Files and being right where I'm at, where they're going to put the first 5G smart city in America, which is Greenville, South Carolina. So good golly. I mean, it's so weird, right? It's so weird. Now I'm realizing everybody around me is now where I've always been, right? Isn't that kind of what's going on now? Is like, well, you don't know it yet, but you're where I've always been. Do you feel that?
An augmented reality that exists alongside this one. And it's almost
without
like
Marina Abramovich.
Yeah. And we're looking into this this augmented reality. And it exists at the same time, quote unquote, normal reality exists. But it's almost like we're aware that what goes on in this alternate reality is as real as the one that goes on in this reality. And eventually the two merge together and catch up. And that's how it feels like to me today, that the sort of the esoteric world, or even the conspiracy world, whatever you want to call it, and the normal world are inseparable now. The veil has truly thinned.
Absolutely. It's reality meets surreality, and senality. You got me thinking about what Dr. They said. Okay, so the X-Files carried on, and they had a Mandela effect episode in this season. And they were pointing out things that they didn't, that they knew they remembered, but they didn't. And there was this whole, and they said, no, it's the Mengele effect, because they're from another dimension. But Dr. They comes into this, the guy who's running this whole New World Order scheme, you know, the Dr. They. And he says, well, the point is, nobody knows for sure. So we could tell you all the truth we want, but you're just going to believe whatever you feel like believing. And so that all came true, that nobody knows for sure. And then he says, we have the ability to just make you forget. And, well, it turns out that CRISPR has come out with the technology. Let me just read this to you. Good memories give us a sensation of warmth and hope for better times, but bad memories can cause serious trauma. But what if you could delete all unpleasant memories? Would you take that option? Or do you believe that even the bad memories are a part of you? Well, the possibility to remove bad memories is becoming all the more plausible, and it'll soon become a reality. Researchers at Peking University have used CRISPR gene editing, which they also bring up in the X-Files episode, using the Cas9 system to get the alien genes into you. So CRISPR gene editing to delete memories from rats. More specifically, they remove fearful memories from their test subjects. So Yi Ming, one of the paper's co-authors, told that the technique could be used to treat pathological memories and related conditions such as PTSD, drug addiction, chronic pain, and chronic stress. So there you go. CRISPR technology is ready to remove your memories. How about that?
Like the Men in Black thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Only worse.
Only worse, but...
Because we're talking gene splicing here, right? We're talking, like, you know, this is editing your DNA.
I'd be more worried about what they put in there. That's, you know, it's the whole classic thing of a blank slate. You know, it's like, is this a Manchurian thing on a global scale? The new normal. They keep using these terms lately for this whole thing. The new normal. This is the new normal. And they've got all the normies all saying this. It's the new normal. This is how things will be. And I don't even think they have to even go that far with most people. The average person, society seems incredibly easy to brainwash if this, what's happened during this coronavirus thing, is anything to go by, that even the mere suggestion of doing something like that just seems to be enough. They're very good at playing on the primal fears, on the concept of life and death, protecting yourself, protecting your loved ones. And they basically can get, they have compliancy down to a science. So the only reason I could think that they want to actually go that far to get into the DNA to alter it is to actually, to what they've always wanted to do, rebuild us as a new species that's more efficient from their point of view.
Yeah, I mean, let's consider that for a minute. Are they helping or hurting, right? So we're watching police officers yank people out of buses for not wearing a mask. Why aren't they there just giving them a mask?
Yeah. Because right. The police state shows itself by means of visual performances that the average person looks and go, I better do as I'm told or I'll be next.
Yeah, yeah. There's no kindness going on.
It's like an abusive situation, an abusive relationship where, say, a guy is beating his wife or girlfriend up, and eventually she learns, and sometimes men are beaten up by women, but some that the abused partner learns how to modify their own behavior in order to become compliant with the desire of the abuser. And that's exactly what we're seeing at the moment. And I look around me now and I see, like, everything, the social distancing thing and these squares and this whole thing of washing your hands. It's really a religion at this point. And it's the same thing. in the religions in the past said, do as we tell you and you'll get into heaven, to the kingdom of God. Now it's do as we tell you and you will survive the coronavirus. Well, it's the same abusive thing. It's the same abusive drive.
But of course, they're not practicing social distancing. The president is hanging out with the vice president. There's no concerns about anything there. No, continuity government concerns about them being together, or the press tripping all over each other's. And then we got Bill Gates, right? The child napper from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, who said, you know, we can cure the population problem with vaccines. We have far too many people, so I'm here to help you, as if he's something. But at that same moment, as we're getting into this whole Bill Gates thing and all of the CEOs quitting, including him, they decide Microsoft puts out a new augmented reality commercial for HoloLens with Marina Abramovic, bringing you spirit cooking in your augmented reality. They had to pull this commercial, it seems, from YouTube because there were 24,000 dislikes and only 600 likes, as they tried to bring black magic into the AR reality during this crisis.
Well, she fascinates me. I find a lot of her work quite interesting. I don't like the people she hangs out with, and I certainly find her a tremendously interesting person from an anecdotal point of view. But what I would like to know is that thing was so stupid. Like, they were talking about someone being recorded in an AI 3D thing as if it was some kind of mind-blowing, groundbreaking, you know, anything. And I can remember watching 3D holograms of Prince Charles 10 years ago in airports in England welcoming visitors to the UK in the middle of the arrivals lounge. So it just seemed like they were going, this is, and she's been recorded in the street. It's like, what? We've had this technology for years. What's the big deal? There was something more to that. I don't know what it was.
I agree.
But it wasn't just a simple thing of this museum putting that in there. Now, I think I would say that that Microsoft vote, those votes against it, was not against her. I don't think most people who thumbed down that video thumbed down because she was in it. She just happened.
No, it was.
I think it was because of him.
People were a bit upset about the fact that she loves to spread feces and semen on a wall and call it art. No, well, it was all against her. Well, just like Bill Gates is getting all the attention on his Instagram.
You don't think that there was an element of that was actually like up yours to Bill Gates?
No. Bill Gates is getting his own attack on Instagram. He's having to delete everything. No, this was all because of spirit cooking, because she's marked as in this commercial as the most legendary artist of our time, as she spreads feces and semen on the wall saying, cut yourself and rape me and all of that weirdness. I understand why you find her intriguing.
Because
the hate was hers.
But it worked for her because we're talking about her because of it. And this is the whole thing. Shock art and magic can be very close together in terms of, you know, a lot of the occult has actually moved into, you know, what they call, you know, performance art or shock art or whatever you want to call it. A huge amount of that is actually the occult hidden, in the same way in the past that maybe it was hidden in things like Mozart's The Magic Flute. Now they're doing it in that. And I was looking at some of the documentation behind the spirit cooking thing. It was straightforward, sex, magic, occult. Absolutely, 100%. It wasn't even hidden. It was about having sex at a certain time on a third day when the sun is rising at dawn and then eating a grapefruit afterwards. It was totally ritualistic. It was totally and completely out of some kind of traditional school of magic. And I wouldn't want most of her artwork on my wall. But at the same time, too, I do find, just like Crowley and Austin Osmond Spare and, you know, even Gigi Allen and people like that, I find them fascinating because what is it in society that allows room for this? And why are the establishment, the high polloi, why do they seem to gravitate towards the most debased forms of this kind of art? Well, she exists in many ways, and this is just my reason for seeing it. She's, because she does this stuff, that you and I wouldn't be into. But yet she stands there with the likes of Lady Gaga and Will Ferrell and all these other, the Rothschilds and the rest of them. What her purpose is actually a very important one, because what she's showing us is a psychological insight into the minds of the people who control this world. And I think that's the real, there's a value to be found in this. And what we're seeing is all these debates, disgusting things. This is exactly how the establishment are. That's the kind of world they live in.
Absolutely. And before we get to how much will people take, I have one more thing to point out in our simulation that we are existing in. And I want to point this out again. Follow me on Twitter at FreemanTV. And get all of these stories and follow us through right now. You can go there right now. Or if you go to any post on freemantv.com, there is my Twitter feed. If you're not a follower of Twitter, you can look at it right there. Because I'm posting everything that I consider the most important stuff for you to see there. Because I'm banned from everywhere else. So if you're not following me on Twitter, you're not following me anywhere. I've been locked out of everywhere. But the one thing else that I wanted to point before we get to the fight is the Pope vanishing. I don't expect you have seen this, but there was a news press. The Pope came out to the window and he said whatever he said. He turned around to walk away, but he just vanished. Like he was a hologram or... I mean, you look at the video over and over again, there's no edit, there's no cut, there's no nothing, and the Pope just vanishes. So was he real? You know, we're in this modern era where we don't know. You said you saw the prince at the airport in a hologram. We don't know what's real anymore, and that's exactly what Dr. Day told us. That's exactly what the CIA told us. That by the time they're done, we won't know what's real. And if anything states that, it's this current situation. Because here I sit, I have if I hadn't seen the news, if I didn't have the internet, I would not know anything is going on. Literally. I would have no idea. There is no signs, nothing to tell me. The only thing that makes me believe in a coronavirus is the news. And that could all be manufactured. I'm not saying that it is, but I'm saying from feet on the ground, standing here looking out at my world, I don't see anything. Nobody locked down around here, honestly. Nothing happened here. It just, life went on as normal. And so all of that, everything else is in the ether, this belief system that this is all actually happening because physically, I mean, I believe it's happening, right? But physically, just here on the ground, there's nothing to tell me that something is happening. So here we are, locked in our homes. People are tripping out. I'm trying to get a good feel of what it's like to be normal in all of this. Like, you know, because for me, this is normal. And so I'm still trying to get a dipstick as to what it's like to normal people, because yeah, I asked one friend. I think I have one normal friend left, and they told me, well, when sports ended, I knew this was serious. And so, you know, these are the type of insights I'm trying to gather when people are just catching on. And then do they believe there's a virus? Do they believe it's contagious? Do they believe they need food? I remember during Y2K, when I brought around documents to University of Kansas, printed from the World Wide Web, which was fairly new back then, from .gov and .fema, telling us to prepare for 3 days for Y2K. And I would bring these documents to the college students at the university and show them, hey, the government's telling us we should prepare for 3 days. And the most common reaction I got from people was, oh, you can't believe what you read on the internet. And I'm like, it says .gov. This is your president. This is your government telling you to have 3 days of food and water. And oh, you're a nut. You go to your bunker, you know? And so I wonder how people are reacting to this. It's an intriguing thing to me, and it's kind of a conundrum for me because I honestly don't know any normal people. Everybody I know from this show.
Yeah. Well, I know lots of normal people, and I don't know anyone who got it.
No. Now,
I do, and I don't know, I do believe that it exists, but it's just to me, from everything I've read, is it's just a regular, normal, seasonal flu killing the usual people, the elderly, the very elderly, the people with cancer, HIV, diabetes, and other very serious illnesses that die during these viral infections, outbreaks. And so they keep calling it. Have you noticed that they keep calling it an existential threat? Okay, if that's the existential threat, then what's the real threat? That's right. What I want to know.
Exactly. And there are answers that are coming that people don't like. And I have a hard time. Here I am put in that position of, do you tell the world is going to end? And I did a show last week just blurting out that there's an incoming asteroid, there's an incoming comet, and then later started to rethink, well, there's reasons they don't tell us these things. How is it that I can just look at this incoming asteroid, an incoming comet made of cyanide, and not feel doom? I don't. It's almost as it's just a thought game for me, but I realize now as I present it to the public that, well, it's kind of a doom and gloom scenario, but it was more for me as I was trying to piece this puzzle together. I'm like, okay, this reaction doesn't fit, right? That's where we all got, was the reaction doesn't fit to the scare, the pandemic does, why are they going deep underground? Why is the military taking over? Why is General O'Shaughnessy on our televisions telling us about this war? It doesn't make any sense. It sounds more like an incoming asteroid. And then I look up to see if there's an incoming asteroid and find out there is one coming the day before the lockdown ends. And I'm just like, oh my God,
Yep.
But holding a piece like that, in my position, in our position, should we hold that information, not present it? Should we just, because for me, it was just a matter of, oh my God, I can't believe there actually was an asteroid heading towards planet Earth. I've been dealing with the mental idea of, because, okay, here's where my problem is, Thomas, is I have all these people telling me this is a government takeover, the New World Order's final push for the end of the to finally take over everything. This is our final prison planet. Troops are in the streets. They're ready. They've got grenade launchers and anti-aircraft missiles on their trucks, and they're coming to get us all with their rubber track tanks. And I don't believe that. Right? That's not a scenario I can believe is going to happen. You can't just come in and dominate a people and expect that to work. I mean, it could work for a minute, but you know what I mean? Like, that can't be what's going on. That doesn't seem to make much sense. But like you're saying, here we are after 15 years of talking with a live exercise of everything we've been saying, and it still doesn't seem real.
Well, a part of me often wonders if we created this in some way, again, through our own kind of passive chaos magic. Look, the way I see it is that the way I've been looking at this, my dissertation on this, and that includes all the elements of it, is I'm seeing the creation of a new religion. And the religion is a kind of a scientific religion based on salvation through things like medication and vaccines and the healthcare service. This is why the healthcare workers are now the new modern saints, being held up as, the same, what we hear, if a doctor or a nurse dies on the job of COVID-19, they're the new Saint Sebastian, who was martyred by the, trying to convert the pagans, this kind of thing. The one missing element in all this was the signs from the sky. And Comet Atlas is literally named C-19. And so we have a C-19 in the sky and a C-19 on the earth. And I think this is the one world religion that we've always been hearing about. It's the Church of COVID-19, that they have elevated this virus to the level of a god. Now, when I say god, I don't mean a literal god. I mean an energy force that they live in fear of. It holds great wrath over them. They worship the thing in a very literal way. They have the holy vestments, face masks, all kinds of plastic gloves. You have all the rituals of the hand washing, standing in your social isolation square when you go to the supermarket. You have the elements of the high priests, who are like the three wise men who come on the TV every night and tell you how many have died today. You better do as we say, or you'll be spared. And now we have the salvation of the vaccine. Now, they keep talking about the vaccine being released for this. I think if they ever do, it'll probably be just a placebo or something. It's not that simple to make a vaccine, not at this stage. It should have been done last year anyway. It's somewhat pointless. But I think they will announce the lockdowns. They all seem to be announcing the lockdowns will end in most countries the first or second week of May, literally when Atlas should have been visible in the sky as a comet. But unfortunately or fortunately, we can get this Trump space commandos or everything he has out there. The thing has seemed to have shattered in space and it's falling asunder. So this could be they blew it up or it just destroyed the kill itself. It decided to kill itself. And we're looking at the end of this period. This great, I call this the mass of COVID-19. And that's what it is. It's a gigantic mass that has been going on for about 6 weeks now. And it really began, funny enough, with our friend the Pope, when a Chinese lady, and did you see that video in St. Peter's Square, tried to hold his hand and he actually punched her in the hand.
Slapped
with his
own her,
hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's been kind of persona non grata since then. And they canceled the Easter Sunday Mass in the Vatican.
And he got sick.
Yeah, for the first time in 1,000 years or something. I think the last time it happened was like some kind of war in the Vatican or something. And around the time of post-Sylvester, who wasn't a cultist, by the way. And so we don't know who he is, where he is. And there's been weird things leading up in the Vatican to this. There's been strange things happening, like the statue of the pagan idol of Pachamama being taken out of the church and thrown into the Tiber River. And then the emergence of the statue of the goddess Diana in the river. And I think there could be an element of the death of Christianity or something like that. And the way he was been courting the Muslims and things like that and saying that, you know, that there's nothing special about our religion. We're all one. So it just seems to me that we're seeing this is an extremely, there's a great religiosity to this. This is like, and I'm talking about not about people like us. I'm talking about like the normies out there. They're actually... This is their new religion. They have all the rituals, the high priests, the benedictions, the sacred sacraments, the blessings, and ultimately the salvation of the vaccine. And I think the politicians are playing them all like a fiddle, and they're loving it because they're able to roll out new laws to basically destroy what was left of our civil rights. And it all ties in nicely with the transubstantiation of the techno-Christ. That's coming, you know, that everything is like, you know, technology will be the answer. Technology saved us from the coronavirus. Technology rolled out by your government. Be prepared. This is the only thing that can save you. So, and then you have Gates there being almost like John the Baptist. I am preparing the way for the next one who will come, you know, this kind of thing. And they're playing on all the religious and spiritual archetypes. The Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, on death's door and rising it from the dead on Good Friday. Very, very freaky. The clapping. And then now I'm seeing this, that video you sent to me. And you can look, take all the editorializing out of it and just watch it as it is. That is staggering, staggering. So it just seems to me that they were planning, if I was to be put on a conspiratorial element to this, they've been waiting for a long time for this opportunity to lock down the world. But this existential threat, and it seems to me that it was based this video, this performance at the
2012 Olympics
was either it's a gigantic passive chaos magic ritual, or coupled with a bit of predictive programming, but an insight into, in the same way Marina Abramovich gives us an insight into the psychiatric state of the elites, these kinds of things give us an insight into the way they think in terms of planning the world for us. And it's all come to pass. It's almost like we've dragged this from an alternate reality into this one just by talking about it. But I've absolutely no doubt that the world will never be the same place ever again after mid-May when this all ends. No doubt.
No doubt about it. And the idea that COVID could be broken down to certificate of vaccination ID, I highly recommend people go read the scenario for future technology and international development as it outlines this whole scenario. And the Rockefeller Foundation. But so the question is, if this is that moment that the New World Order is taking over, again, you know, why did they have to force it? It seems like this is a leap all of a sudden. And you brought up the breaking up of Comet Atlas. And interestingly enough, and I just want to share this with the listeners, is there was a trailer for a movie called Greenland. And it is in my Twitter feed for you to see. But they have pulled the trailer for Greenland and replaced it with a Disney movie of the same name with Vin Diesel. So you might get confused if you go looking for the trailer and end up with this action movie with Vin Diesel by Disney. Instead, the movie Greenland was a movie that seems to have been yanked. I don't know. The trailer has vanished. But again, it's in my Twitter feed. But in this movie that was coming, the comet broke up as passing the sun, and then the fragments come down and hit the Earth, and it's an ELE extinction level event movie. So it seems that this movie was suddenly yanked from our view, and the trailer and everything's gone. But fortunately, we save those kind of things nowadays because you can't hide nothing on the World Wide Web. But so I feel like if this is that great takeover, something motivated its action at this very moment, because the incremental creep seemed to be working just fine. It didn't seem like they needed to force the hand. But now we have people going and protesting at their capitals saying, "Let us work." Now, in that, you could call it a spell as well. You're begging your masters to let you work. And I find this, you know, I've been waiting to see what the reaction of people is going to be to this. Are they going to go protest? Are they going to just live life as normal? What are you going to do during all of this? Is your life falling apart? I fortunately set myself up as a shut-in economy already. So I don't really have to feel the weight of my job closing. Although I did have my website shut down for months. And that to me was probably as frightening as it is to people that are now out of work. What do you think? I'm looking at where we go from here, because I want to guide us into that idea a bit more. We've been preparing for this moment for a long time. So how do we start to work our magic out of it, right?
Well, I've been enjoying the social isolation. It's been very quiet and peaceful, and nature has flourished back, and the weather's been glorious because of all the lack of air traffic, all the transatlantic flights between Europe and North America literally pass over my house.
Mine too.
Yeah, so it's literally a nightmare. You wake up in the morning and the sun is shining. Did you know Ireland was once sold as a sunshine destination to people in England?
No.
Yep, it was a sunshine destination. Oh, there's old movie posters of people sunbathing in the 1920s, come to Ireland for the sunshine, sunbathing on the beach. And as soon as transatlantic air traffic took off after World War II, it just rained and rained and rained and rained. And that's a stop now. So I'm actually seeing my country as how it's supposed to be, finally. And it's beautiful blue skies every day with the odd little speckle of rain, not normally now and again. And so we got a taste of what life used to be. They gave us a piece of the pastoral. Now, there's the average, like, hysterical normie who's living in terror of debt was missed out on all this, and they're desperate to get back to what they are. But the economy of the world is wrecked. It's destroyed. I was seeing something there that, like, 40% of small businesses in the West are expected to not reopen. And that's a catastrophe for many people, but it's also a boon for the, you know, Amazon literally will be the only shop on earth the way things are going. And so it's served a lot of agendas very, very nicely. You know, the cashless agenda and all this kind of thing. It's not a place not taking cash because you get sick off the money and this kind of nonsense. And this is all, everything has worked out beautiful for them, and it's made highly incompetent politicians in many countries look like they're national saviors. But what happens when the show is over? I agree with you, Dan. And my honest thing is, I don't have a clue. Because I keep hearing that same expression is in my head constantly, existential threat. So what's the real one? Is it economic? Is it environmental? Is it cosmic? Is it indeed an asteroid? Is this comet have the potential to not rain down on us, but cause an electromagnetic pulse?
Well, it has a cyanide tail.
Yeah, and you know, and there's other things with the. There's been many things that I remember growing up saying the comets don't, you know, they're not as benign as they seem. They carry all kinds of poisons and chemicals and toxins in them, and as well as maybe even the building blocks of life, the whole panspermia thing. Again, is this something new? Are we being, I mean, I don't want to frighten people, but I'm ready for anything at this stage because we've gotten everything at this point.
Right.
And this is all, literally the only thing that's left is a god to manifest in the sky, an alien invasion, or something cosmic like the comet. We've gotten everything. We have it all now. It's all been completed. The show is reached. It's like I said, this is the world's longest and largest and longest running role-playing game ever. And this is, I honestly don't know. I could not sit here and say what's coming next. It could be quite pleasant. It could be that maybe more people have woken up to this control thing than we realized and are not going to be compliant. They're silently compliant, but they're not. You know, the media keeps showing the people banging their pots and pans and clapping, not doctors and nurses. But we don't know how many they are relative to population. And like you said, you're not seeing it much around where you live. I'm seeing where I live. I live outside a small country town, but yeah, I am seeing it. I'm seeing the compliance big time, and it's all based on fear. It's all based on fear. But what's next? I want to know what's next. And I think they're going to try to literally have a blank slate starting this summer. They'll probably give us a summer. Let us enjoy a nice summer. And we're all feeling really good. And we're back to normal, and we're going to take holidays again. And then I think probably after Christmas, they'll start talking about a global political system and maybe have a new way of running things, a new way of this, that, and the other. And again, the clues will be in things like that 2012 Olympic opening, or in films or cinema, or all these synchronicities. But I honestly, if you had to ask me now what's coming next, Freeman, I just don't know.
Same here. It's like a never-ending adventure that I just get up each day to look and more, and weather anomalies are on the rise. They had to suspend the lockdowns in the areas around me due to the massive tornadoes, the earthquakes, the volcanoes, and then strange weather patterns, as you are seeing there. We have super highs in Florida, above 100 degrees in Florida. And then in Chicago, there's a 50-car pileup due to the ice. So there's definitely some amazing, bizarre weather anomalies going on. So I expect that to continue. Things like this seem to fit the ideas that we had for the return of Planet X. What would occur when a second sun returned, and the gravitational influxes that would occur due to the massive body being in our solar system, even if it's not a second sun, if it's another body, could still cause these type of reactions on the Earth. So something, see, for me, something triggered this, and it doesn't seem to be the virus. And it doesn't make any sense to have troops in the streets and things of that. I mean, I haven't seen that yet. I've just seen the videos and I've just seen people's fears and concerns. And but something had to motivate this scenario into action at this very moment. It's just, yeah, I wake up every day feeling surreal, thinking I was watching a movie or the X-Files and realizing, nope, this is life. And I'm using this time to get prepared. I'm got my garden, you know, deep in the ground. Hopefully everything's going to bloom and look good. And I've started doing this preparation of being self-sufficient, which I didn't need to do much because I got very lucky ending up where I am, and thanks to the members' support and my YouTube, before they demonetized it, I was able to get myself stationed in a place and start a place where I could grow food and situate myself. So it would be my true dream to see everyone in humanity just start building gardens in their yards, start thinking, well, maybe I don't really like that job. And, you know, could the world go on without authority, without government, without just being a decentralized system where we all just started with food, water, and shelter and community and built our way out of this that way instead of seeking masters to let us go back to work?
I think there's a lot of truth to that. I keep using the phrase a blank slate. I think what's in the future is what you want from it. I don't think that they're as vicious as they're made out to be. They're only interested in ruling people who are dumb enough to ask for it. This is the whole thing people keep saying about mandatory vaccine. They know that 90% of people, 80% maybe, will run with their sleeves rolled up begging for the vaccine. But they know there'll be 20% or 10% who won't bother. They don't care about us. They don't care about us. Once they have the majority, they're happy. And I think that's, there seems to be a lot of people have these totalitarian concepts, which are based in sort of like Christian end time ideas. But outside that, I think there's a blank slate coming. And I think if you can get the future you want, if you want some kind of liberation, even a different job, even to appreciate what you have, I don't know. But I'll know that I won't be going into this great mystery with a sense of foreboding or a sense of fear. I'm going to go in with a sense of cautious optimism because I've got every intention to paint my own picture on that blank slate. And I think others should be the same way too.
That is my hope too, Thomas. I want everyone to start thinking that way, to realize they have quit their jobs. Now it's time to save the world. And we move into the direction of humanity and away from all of this. It really appears, you know, with our mega megalomaniacal Bill Gates and all of the everything that we're seeing, like this control grid, the 5G able to take oxygen out of your lungs, the wall, the drones, the everything, all the entire police state coming down, would be this glaring wake-up call for people to say, wait, you know, it's almost as if it's so over the top, it's engineered to make us revolt in a positive way.
I saw some comments on, they had the Guardian newspaper on their YouTube channel had some drone footage of Dublin, where I grew up, in the city empty. And to my amazement, most of the comments were like, why is it empty? Why am I at home? Why am I not doing things? What's this about? How come other countries haven't had lockdowns and they're fine? So the green shoots of a consciousness insurgency is definitely happening. I'm seeing it.
Good. I see it around here. I see I mean, I at least see that around here, people are wearing masks. They're taking precautions. They're social distancing. And I've definitely found myself a first worlder in a third world quite often, realizing I should have done things when I had the opportunity instead of putting it off like a first worlder. Go ahead and stand in that line. But I mean, yeah, everybody's following the program, but not really. The stores are still open. Shoe stores I saw were open. They sent us the message of go home, stay home. Yeah. But yet, when I go out there, I see that the stores are all open. Everybody's just doing their due. A little different, but...
Yeah. And not everyone is wearing masks either. It's only the small amount. And you don't know how many of them have cancer or something like that, you know, that are wearing the masks or lung issues. So yeah. It's like, even when it was at its height, only a small minority of people were wearing masks.
I've actually had N95 masks for a decade. they've just been sitting in my closet this whole time. And so I went ahead and put one on and went to the grocery store with my mask and gloves on. Because I wanted to know how it felt. I wanted to see what the experience was like. And of course, everyone at the grocery store, all the employees were all wearing masks. But of course, these are all masks that are absolutely useless for trying to stop a virus. I mean, the N95 mask I was wearing obviously was rated to stop a virus, but everybody else just basically had a scarf around their faces, which wouldn't do anything for a virus. So it's so surreal because you know that it's so pointless for them to be wearing that silly thing. And then to have them throwing people off of buses and everything because of this, it was bizarre. I can't tell you. I was a little embarrassed. I was a little bit like, I felt like maybe the people around me felt better because I did it and I wasn't doing it for me. I just did it. Well, I just wanted to see what it was like.
Well, if you don't do it, you don't know. You'll never know what was going to happen anyway. But I think that's probably a good way of looking at what society will go to as well. I think, yeah, of course, the majority will do exactly as they're told and follow the program. But there'll probably be more people than ever now, especially as, you know, so many of us in this scene now have been validated by all the, you know, the years of stuff we were talking about. It's come into manifestation. So no one can say, you know, we were full of it anymore because it happened. It came to pass. Everything. The one thing that the one card that they haven't played in all this, and if you ask me the one conspiracy that I've always found the most plausible, and I don't jump on most conspiracies, but the one that was always very plausible to me was Project Bluebeam. And that's the only card they haven't seemed to have pulled out of the deck yet. Either the manifestation of some kind of alien spaceship as a hologram or something like that, or a god in the sky. But that's literally the only card they haven't played in all this. So maybe that's still to be played, or maybe that was always a psyop too. They never had that plan. Or maybe what we're experiencing right now is like a kind of a Project Bluebeam.
What would be the difference, right?
Yeah, what would be the difference? Once it exists in your mind, it doesn't matter what the aesthetics are.
Exactly. You're locked down in your home. You're living under authoritative rule. You know, what would be the difference if they had projected a hologram in the sky than have an invisible scourge?
It's an alien virus. It's a new thing that Trump kept saying. It seems to have a mind of its own, you know? So instead of the gray alien spaceship, it came with this like microscopic virus that lives in your bloodstream. And the results were exactly the same in the end.
Yeah.
Without spending all the money. Yep.
So this is us sitting here hoping that the spell that we have cast over these numerous years to say this is the moment that we'll all get to, and we've been preparing you for this moment so that when it comes, you seek life. And to not live in fear, but to, and in my world, I don't even say protest. I don't say seek justice. I say hashtag walk away.
Yeah, no contact ever again. I've been saying that for years. Just do not engage with the pathological control grid.
Yes. This is our moment. This is it. We can walk away right now. The economy has crashed. There's nothing coming to save that.
Yep.
And the supply chains are broken. They can get fixed, but you know, we just had the Secretary of Agriculture telling us, oh, there'll be food. But there's still, over a month now, there's still no toilet paper on my shelves at the grocery store. There is some food. But if we were to now decentralize, become local communities and grow from there. But then we have the existential threats, right? So it's always, my whole purpose of being for this entire time, a career as Freeman, has been to say, look, this is what they're after, which is what we're looking at. I'm not saying any of this to spread fear. I'm telling you that this is what's coming, so that you will be ready. You will walk away now instead of when it actually happens. Yep. But of course people didn't. And so now it's actually happened. So now we're at that point where I'm trying to really make people believe in the sovereign power of magic and their own souls, synchronicity, and how the life can blossom out of this in the greatest, most magnificent way if you actually believe in synchronicity, connections, the bonding of the human soul, and all of that.
So yeah, sign me up. I love it.
Yeah.
And that's the way I have no negative feelings about any of this, because fellas like us have been preparing anyone who wanted to listen with this for years. And it happened. And I think a lot of people have reacted very healthily to it than maybe they wouldn't have 10 years ago. You compare the reaction to this to the reaction of 9/11, and this is much worse than 9/11 in many ways. And there's been not the same wild hysteria, not the same sense of it's the end of the world. I know so many people who went through the worst existential personal crisis following 9/11. And them and their kids are breezing through this because they understand the rules of engagement. They're in the magic circle. They're not outside it.
Yes. Wow, this has been an amazing first hour. Oh my God, just mind-boggling all the things that are going on. And certainly nobody knows for sure. And that's how they want it. So as we sit in this surreality, trying to realize whether or not we're waking up in an X-Files episode or this is reality, I still can't tell you. Part of me believes that I died and this is my life review going on. And as I watch the world die around me, it's actually my body just going away, because things could be that strange, because this is the most bizarre I've ever seen in my entire existence. And I've seen a lot of strange stuff throughout my life. And I don't know what to think. I don't know what to believe. And I hardly know how to feel because of all the strangeness of knowing to not see anything, but yet to have all the propaganda. It really is a cognitive dissonance beyond anything I could have ever imagined happening. And I'm just truly hoping that we'll all pull together in all of this, build more community, grow more food, learn to live in the synchronistic realm, start to move into our new paradigm, which is not with these overlords. And I hope they've overplayed their hand to the point that everyone now sees the hand. And to me, this is as bizarre as that gets, because it's hard for me to even believe that they would show their hand this openly. That's what really has me more baffled than anything. Like, whoa. Now everybody knows, you know?
Yep.
So we're going to dig deeper and deeper into this in the next hour. And I want to say thank you guys so much for supporting my efforts here. And you're the only reason this show carries on. The members keep the show on the air for you. And you should thank them as well for keeping this going. And become a member. Come over to freemantv.com and subscribe for a month or a year. Check it out. There's so much there. And you get 15 years of shows that you won't find anywhere else. and learn how we got here, because so much of what we're talking about now was discussed 12 years ago on this program that you could go back infinitely and not realize you're even in the year 2004 when you're looking at the program. So come on over to freemantv.com and check it out and subscribe to help keep this show going, because obviously Google, YouTube, and all of them, Facebook, are not going to allow me to carry forward. It's all up to you. And I really, really appreciate all the support that you have given me throughout these years. And here we are, 15 years later, still going. Thomas, I was looking at some of your websites and was wondering what was the best links and best places for people to find your work.
www.mossuponstones.com.
Say it again.
www.mossuponstones.com. Moss upon stones.
Mossuponstones.com.
Yeah.
All right. I'll make sure to get that in there. So if you guys want to dig deep into the folklore, witchcraft, occult symbolism, and psychoanalysis of these psychopaths, you definitely want to get over and check out the works of Thomas Sheridan. Sorcery, the invocation of the strangeness, and much more. Do you have, what's your most recent work now?
Well, my most recent work was a documentary about the chaos magic world of the writer H.P. Lovecraft. And that came out a few months ago, and people went mad for it. So if they want to see that, they go to the YouTube channel, Beyond Room 313. And they will find the Lovecraft documentary there.
Oh, fantastic. We got to dig into that. Oh, let me add to say thank you, Steve. Steve Mercer, associate producer here at Free Zone, keeping the ball rolling, keeping the guests coming in. If you guys have guest suggestions and you want to help the show, write to Steve, producer Steve at freemantv.com. so that we can get all the best voices heard here on this program. So guys, thank you again so much. And stay sharp, stay friendly, and realize that we are all in this together, and there is a life on the other side, and we're gonna find beauty out of all of this. That's the truth of it, because out of the manure comes life, and we are now seeing the manure, and we will blossom, I promise you that. So thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you next week.